You're a very normal, average American. You know financial troubles down the road. Even a cursory look at what you've got in the bank and in your 401k proves that. But the thought of what it would take to fix things, it's just too much to fathom. So instead of dealing with it, you put it off. Again. You put off thinking about it in your 20s because, hey, you had your whole life ahead of you. You put it off in your 30s because you were having kids and stuff. You put it off in your 40s because now putting stuff off had just become a habit. And now you can smell retirement, chosen or forced, breathing down your neck. And the only thing that's changed is that later has gotten a lot closer. But don't worry. I've got good news for you. You don't have to make this hard decision now or ever. One day sooner than you think, the decision will be made for you. You'll get to retirement age having done little or nothing to prepare for it, and Social Security will likely be around to pay you something. Perhaps it won't be the sum that they're promising today. After all, the Social Security figures provided to you now at ssa.gov come with the footnote that at current funding levels, it's only going to be enough 20 years from now to pay about 75% of what they're promising today. So let's say, for example, that you get $2,000 a month in Social Security benefits when you retire. And just for jollies, let's assume that your spouse gets the same $2,000 per month. Can you live on $4,000 a month? Oh, but did I tell you that you're going to have to pay for whatever Medicare coverage costs at that time? And there will be taxes, too. So you're going to have a little less than $4,000 a month, maybe $3,500. So what's the difference between what you make and spend now and that $3,500 figure? A little? A lot? If that's a lot, you've got the opportunity to make a decision, but you don't have the opportunity to choose reality because reality is coming. If you want the opportunity to shape your future, to make the gap between your working lifestyle and your retirement lifestyle as small as possible, you'll have to make some significant and likely somewhat painful changes now, or you can live with whatever comes down the road. Either make the hard choice now or have the harder ones made for you down the road. It's your choice. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.